John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Sequence. I'm your host, Trevor Plouffe, and today we are talking endings. Now, nothing is 100% official, but this may very well be the last ever episode of Sequence, and I guess I better explain that to you guys. We are at a media company, and sometimes things work and sometimes things don't work. I think this worked. The interaction that you and I have had has been awesome. Some of the stuff that the players, some insight that we got from players was crazy good. Yelly talking about Bonds and that hitting drill. Sergio Romo talking about striking out Miguel Cabrera with the heater to end the World Series. Like, those are things that are just, they'll live on forever. Like, those are awesome clips. But what has happened is we've just developed some other stuff. Chris Rose and I are going to be doing a ton of stuff together in the new year, along with all my Talking Baseball stuff. So we'll see. This isn't 100% official, but I just wanted to be honest with you guys. We're thinking about it. And if this is going to be the last ever Sequence episode, there's only one at bat that I want to do. It's by far and away my favorite at bat of my career. So yes, it involves me, but it's bigger than that. And I think you're going to see why. So for the last time, I want you to check this ad out, okay? Then after that, I'll break things down frame by frame like we always do, okay? So thank you for everything, and I'll catch you on the flip side. There's two things we like here at Sequence. I like making you guys entertained and smiling, and I also like making you money, okay? And that's what we're going to do here. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, has a silly offer for you. Okay? Right now, all you got to do is you bet $5 on any NBA team. And if they are victorious in that game, DraftKings is going to put $150 in free bets into your account. That's crypto-sized gains. That's 30x, people. That's Jake Story Alley type stuff. You're going to have a moat around your house before you know it. And all you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code JOHNBOY. Bet just $5 on any NBA team and win $150 in free bets if they're victorious. That's promo code JOHNBOY this Christmas week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Crypto gains. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $5 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, here we are. Now, as you guys are seeing, this is one of my best friends. This is Tyler Skaggs. Yes, he passed away July 1st, 2019. I believe I tried to block that out, man. That was a tough day for me. So now you see what I was talking about. This at-bat we're about to go over. It's my third at-bat against him. This was 2017. Ty is just an all-timer. I've talked about him so much on our shows, but I guess here I better explain things. We worked out together. I saw Tyler basically fresh out of high school come and get in our workout group in the off seasons, and I saw him grow up and become just like an excellent man. He was a husband. I'm sure he would have been a father, but just a great person. One of the guys who you just wanted to be around at all times, and we spent a lot of time together, and I'm very happy for to have that time, even though it was short-lived. I mean, as you guys see, I got the Skaggs thing. That's a memorial card from his funeral right above my head here, and it's there every single time I record because I want to remember him. I also have a picture straight ahead here of him. This is my guy, and it's a very sad story. Go ahead and read about it and tell your kids and tell everyone. I mean, this is an opioid story, and the negative effects, obviously, of those. So here we are, and it's going to be a little emotional. I have no plans for this. I didn't even really write anything. I just said, you know, let's do this video and see what happens. So here we go. Okay, yes, and look, I was 0 for 2 off him already, and I knew this was probably going to be his last inning. Bottom of the sixth here, we've already scored 4 runs, and I was like, I got to get one off this guy because I have to. I'm like the older brother here. I got to win this battle. 1 for 3, I'll take. So I remember going into this at bat being like, you know, I got to get this one. A little scouting report on Ty. A tall lefty, throws low to mid nines, but his pitch is the curveball. One of the better curveballs in the game when he was pitching. Just a big 12-6er with a ton of spin. Just hard to pick up. Hard to, when you face a curveball like his, it just, you don't know where it's going to end up. Some spin a little less and they get on you, and then some spin a ton and they seem like they're never going to get to you. And that's Tyler in a nutshell. So I guess let's start this video up and then we'll go from here. And I do want to say I was not a good hitter for the A's at the beginning of the season. And this is like first series, I believe. And here's my crouch down stance and what I was trying to do. I was trying to go back to like 2012, Trev, where I was hitting a bunch of homers. I'd just been released by the Twins in the offseason, and then the A's signed me. I was trying anything. I wanted to get back to being a good player. And kind of said, you know, let's go back. I had a ton of success this way. So you can see I'm crouched down a little more. KD's on second base, and here we go. First pitch. My guy's a little amped up. He's probably trying, this is what's happening right now. He's probably trying to K me. He's like, I got this guy already. I think I grounded out to third, and then somewhere else. I got to look that up, but it wasn't pretty my first two at bats. So first one way up top, only throwing 90. So he's, you knew at this point, you know, he's usually around 92 to 94. You knew he was tiring a little bit. 83 pitches. There it is. Ground out, line out. Sorry about it. A nice jersey. Look at that, like, unbuttoned Trev right here. I'm feeling myself, a veteran feeling himself in the new colors. So 1-0, he went upstairs on me. And now I'm ready for a heater. I think he's going to challenge me here. And I'm wrong. Look at that swing right there, man. And that's the curveball we're talking about. I mean, look where that thing starts out of his hand. It just never gets to me. And you just think it's going to, and I just swing wildly at it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I was on that, but I wasn't even close. And I think in my head right here, I'm like, dude, just throw me a heater. Come on. But I should have known better. I'm already established. Skaggs still trying to, you know, really be established. Open base. Bad hitting, Trav. What are you doing, man? Looks freezing in Oakland. Everyone's got their hoodies on. I'm trying to be like cool guy with no sleeves. 1-1 after taking a hack like that. Now I'm like, okay, probably more curveballs coming. You can't hit it. He's just going to keep throwing it. That's my thought process here. 1-1. And he throws me that. 90, and I'm late because I'm thinking about that dang curveball. And that's what happens when you have a good secondary pitch that you can throw for strikes and guys have to worry about it. Is you get this pitch, which is, it's a good pitch, actually, now that I'm looking at it. Catches the corner here, and I'm nowhere near. That swing like makes it look like I'm on it, but I'm not. And now I'm 1-2, and he's got the curveball. This is where I'm like, I got a battle here. And if you've ever been in the box and you get down, and if it's against your buddy, you know that feeling that comes over you. It's like, I'll do anything. I ain't striking out. Like, I'm going to put this ball in play. Hopefully you make a mistake. But I remember thinking about that, like taking my time, stepping out of the box and be like, this dude is not striking me out. Let's see if I get even lower, because sometimes I would do that. I bet if you looked and drew a line from where I was, 0-0, 1-0, I'm like, I'm down in my legs trying to see the ball as best as possible here. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And that is filthy, but that's what I'm talking about. I'm fighting it off. So I foul one over there. Don't need to stop it. Nasty curveball. You guys know the deal. But there's nothing like that pitch right there. When you have a good curveball, there's nothing you can do with it except foul it off like that. It starts outer half of the plate, ends off the plate in, and there's just, you just got to try to live to the next pitch, essentially. And that's what I did. Yeah, I love this at bat. I love thinking about it, the camaraderie facing off. 1-2 here, just came with the curveball again. Looks like he's going curveball another time. And that's me just battling. I kind of want to go back to that one. Let me see. Look at the swing I put on this thing. I am so far out in front. Look at my hip. Absolutely gone, my people. Gone. My hip is completely gone right here. Sorry to fix my chair there. But again, Make that contact, baby. And thank goodness, Yunel Escobar, number zero, he played for a long time, picks it up in foul territory. So I'm still battling. It's still 1-2. Two curveballs in a row that I've just shown no ability to combat, except barely get my bat on the ball. This was fun, too, because I think it's Bedrosian warming up. I knew this is probably Ty's last batter if I got a hit here. And I so wanted to send him to the showers. I just wanted the bragging rights over him because he had it so far. I believe he also faced Braun, who was part of our workout group in spring training, and struck him out. So this Skaggs is riding high right here. Like his mentors, he's just K-ing, dicing us up. And I was like, I can't have that. I can't get back in the weight room with this guy and have him hold that over my head. So I knew this was important, you know, not only for, you know, just to get a hit, but this was against my boy right here. So here's the 1-2 pitch. And he gasses me up. And I missed that one. But when you're sitting curveball, what are you supposed to do? And that was the problem, I think, with this at bat is I started sitting pitches. And I wasn't that type of hitter. Like I was more of a roll with the count, and sometimes I'd have a feeling, but like I was never really getting off the heater. And that's why right there, man. Like you missed that pitch. Now he's got to go back to the curveball. Like that's exactly what you're thinking, right? Everybody in the building knows a curveball is coming here. In my mind, that's it. Show me the heater in. Boom! He left that one over, though. And oh, Mikey Trout, go pick that one up. Let's go back to that. Like I said, I think this is... I don't like being a guess hitter, but after the curveball, then heater in, it's like, okay, I know you're going back to it. Now, if you don't place it, I like my chances. If you do place it, you know, maybe I pull it foul game, maybe I strike out, but you'll see right here. Just was able to keep my hands back, and he left it middle bottom. And man, that thing felt good. I saw Trout kind of coming in, saw I was going to fall. That felt really, really good. KD comes and scores. And this entire time, I'm trying not to laugh because I know Skaggs is pissed. He knows he's coming out of the game. Not a great start for him. Hits the glove right there. And they're so calling for somebody else. And I know I don't look happy right here, but I'm extremely happy because I won the battle and I get to be the older brother still. You know, when you start going 0 for 3, 0 for 6 against people, they start to own you a little bit. The camaraderie changes a little bit, but I got my boy here. And that's the only time we ever squared off in the big leagues. You know, I was done playing the following year. I only played a few months in the big leagues after that. And then Ty, you know, obviously, unfortunately, passed away. But I keep him in my thoughts every single day. And I love him. I think, you know, his story is great. You know, coming from where he came from and being the kind of person he was and developed into was really special. If you don't know a lot about him, go ahead and read up on him. And then, you know, honestly, use his story as a cautionary tale. He had everything going for him. And then one night changed everything. So that's it. That's all I got. I just wanted to go over this at bat. Let it roll a little bit here. I wanted to see my guy again. I haven't seen this. I haven't watched this at bat in a long time. A little slow-mo here. Leg up, leg down. Yeah, there he is, man. RIP to my guy. TS45, bringing the spark. That's it. If that's it for sequence, I'm happy. If I get to end like this, because this is my guy. I appreciate everyone sticking with us. Like I said, this may or may not be the end. But after doing this, I kind of feel like I want to keep going. We'll see. I love all you guys. It's been a blast. And you'll obviously see me and all the other John Boy Media stuff. So I hope you guys are having a great start to your week and a great end to your year and the beginning of your new year and all that good stuff. I wish you all nothing but the best. See ya.